Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Starkey just tried to prank Little Austin.
I think Joe had the right idea, but maybe it was more of like a test run to test Austin's defenses. He called in apparently on the hotline as one of his, like, you know, Terran in Tarentum or something like that. William in Williamsburg.
He didn't even do that. He just started like talking and making sounds. And I said, oh, hello, Starkey.
Yeah, but
that was the extent of the conversation? You just wanted to mess with him?
No, and then we talked about the show for tomorrow.
Oh, he's...
He called you during our show
to prep
your show tomorrow.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Pony, how do you feel about that?
That's a lot of forethought from Joe. I'm impressed.
But he's taking Austin's time as our producer.
We got this. We got this one. Everything's on cruise control with us.
I am aware of that. But what if it wasn't? What if we needed Little Austin at every turn?
Then I'd be pissed right now. But
yeah, you're
in a good place.
We are kind of in cruise control.
Okay, so I told you going to break that Tomlin got bamboozled. So Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette asked Tomlin hypothetically about his thoughts on drafting a player that might have to move from tackle to center.
That's a good question.
You know, like, what are your thoughts on a guy having to move from
tackle to center?
Left tackle, where he played for 3 years, to
perhaps he played at Puke University, let's call it. Yeah, that's a good question.
I'd like to ask you about a guy named Bram Garten. So we actually have a 30-second answer from Tomlin on a hypothetical player who played 3 years at left tackle and only 1 year at center and hasn't played center in a very long time.
Usually there's some intellect things in terms of front identification and so forth, communication-oriented things, and they have to show an aptitude for that. And preferably they have something in their background, whether they were a backup guy that did it in practice and you didn't see him do it in the game, or maybe a guy that maybe did it as a young guy and evolved to other positions as they've gotten older. Usually there's a history of some kind there, and an aptitude there that allows you to make those assumptions.
I just don't feel like they don't sound organizationally like they're that scarred or traumatized by the Kendrick Green disaster. And I can assure you and tell you that I, for one, am. That like... Ben is at the very end of his career. Marquise Pouncey is retiring. And this is our solution. This is our plan. We're going to take this guy who barely played center. And we were told the day after he was drafted, he would have been way higher on draft boards. They stole him because he didn't play a lot of center in college. And not only do we think he's going to be good, but he's good enough to play right now.
And then you watched him muff a pop-up at a softball game and knew it was curtains.
Still... Think about how aggressive they were in playing Kendrick Green's Kendrick Green, and juxtapose that with how cautious they were with Broderick Jones.
Almost like one scarred them, and then they took it out on Jones.
Right, so that, I think, is a manifestation of them having learned their lesson.
Jones was a better prospect, though. That's like the funny thing. Much better prospect.
I, unlike Austin saying that he is now willing to bet nothing to win $500, $600.
Yes.
That Fuaga will be the Steelers' first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think Barton will probably be their pick unless something changes.
What if somebody picks him like Seattle?
Yeah, that I think would change it. But
I don't love the idea that we're all just assuming he's going to play fine at center if they draft him, having not played it since his freshman
year.
And
I think they might just draft him and see what and see what he looks like in camp. And he's like their sixth offensive lineman. And it's going to take someone getting injured or someone playing like crap or someone making an offhanded comment about fourth quarter offensive strategy and getting benched for it to get him into the lineup.
But that means Jones is more or less, okay, so wait a minute. You're saying he's their sixth lineman and he might play anywhere?
Yeah, like he's the next guy in. He's exactly what you are in basketball. So you're the sixth man. You're the first guy off the bench.
So he's going to play guard, potentially?
Yeah, I don't think that's out of the question. Baldy said he thinks he can be a really, really, really good guard. I think he said really three times with us on that.
Because he's too small height-wise to play tackle in a perfect world, but he's perfect size for guard. I don't know. That probably means you're still playing Broderick Jones out of position all year, and it still means here in the corner, somehow still standing after all of this, at left tackle, Dan Moore Jr. I'm wearing a very nice neon yellow hat. No, I won't eat my hat because that'll probably happen. Why would I put something
Why do people make those bets where they say, I'll eat my hat, and then they lose them, and then they're forced to, like...
Remember that guy in Cleveland, Goldhammer, who said, I'll eat feces?
He did?
Yeah.
Did he do it?
I think he wisely said some bets are just better left like on the cutting room floor and like paid money. He did a pony maybe and paid his way out of it. But yes, there was a man who claimed he would do that if something happened. And lo and behold, the thing happened.
Mike Tomlin on the importance of going to pro days. Because going back to Maurkice Pouncey in 2010... The Steelers have sent their GM, head coach, or both to every first-round pick's pro day.
Personally, when I'm at a pro day, I'm trying to get to know as many people as possible, and that's why we go to some of the pro days that we go to. You know, we go to Georgia, we go to Bama, we go to Michigan kind of routinely because you see a lot of prospects. Michigan had, I think, 18 combine invites, and so obviously all of those guys aren't first-rounders. Man, I'm trying to gain information about any and all of those guys, but that's just the mindset. We step into town. You come in prepared enough on the front end. It allows you to cast a big net and get an exposure to everyone. And so the key for us, in an effort not to get hyper-focused on the high-level draft picks, as you mentioned, is to go in with a certain level of preparedness.
I think everyone that does a job wants to work hard and not – or wants to work smart and not just work hard.
I would agree with that.
They want to know that their time is being put to good use.
I would agree with
that. And so that's why I think Tomlin goes to all these pro days and – there's a pattern of them taking players from those pro days.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
Tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He wants to validate his own work. He's doing what a lot of coaches don't, and he wants to prove or show that it's worth it.
Well, I think it's like a pretty sound strategy when you're usually trying to pick from Bama, Georgia, like powerhouse programs. By and large, I think you're
more likely... But sometimes
they
change that up. Like, he went to Kentucky's pro day for Bud Dupree. Colbert was up at Stanford for David DeCastro's.
No, I know. Dupree wasn't a total dud, obviously. He had a couple good years here at the very end, and then they were wisely not the team that paid him. When would this trend break is what I want to know. If they had a quarterback that they were looking at that was a small school guy, like, not that this would ever happen anymore, like a Roethlisberger, because he would have ended up at like Notre Dame or somewhere in the NIL era, right?
Yep.
Or like the free and easy transfers. There's no way he's at Miami of Ohio. You'd almost have to have like a Quinyon Mitchell type of guy.
Well, but it did. When they thought they were at least interested in taking Malik Willis, he went to Liberty's pro day, something he never did before and he's never done since. He picked going to Cincinnati's pro day to watch Desmond Ridder over going to like Ohio State's pro day the same day.
No, I'm saying when would they actually pick a guy whose pro day they hadn't been at? Like, what perfect storm would there have to be? It would have to be a guy like Mitchell who dominates the Senior Bowl so totally and completely.
What? And he didn't even work out at his pro day, so there wasn't even a pro day to go to.
Do you understand what I mean?
I do.
That would be like your scenario. It's a guy from a non-traditional powerhouse who's just unreal, and they don't even need to see him.
But I mean, they really did not go to a lot of pro days. So he didn't go to Graham Barton's pro day. He didn't go to Fuaga's pro day. He didn't go to Fautanu's pro day. The guys that fit this, seems to be a rule, Tomlin has to see, or the GM has to see, the player in person work out at his pro day in order to take him in the first round to make that plunge. Mm-hmm. The guys who fit underneath that umbrella are J.C. Latham at Alabama, Amarius Mims at Georgia, Brock Bowers at Georgia, Nate Wiggins at Clemson. I think that's the list. I think those are the only guys, Chris.
So wait, Khan didn't go to see Barton?
No, he did not. So Tomlin went to Georgia.
Who went to see Barton from them? Just Meyer?
Hold on. Let me just double check to make sure I have it right on Tomlin. He went to Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, Michigan, and that's it. He went to 4 this year. Now you said Duke?
Well, I want to know if Khan even went to
Duke.
Okay,
this is interesting. This is very interesting. Arthur Smith is there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other one that's a little bit of a giveaway. Vice President of Player Personnel, Dan Rooney Jr., Art's son.
Hmm.
Who is, I mean, he's in training. He's in waiting to be the next owner of the team.
To run the shop.
That's a pretty big name to send to Duke's pro day. Unless you're pretty, pretty serious about taking the player. By the way, on Arthur Smith going to pro days, here's what Tomlin said about that.
He's been a big component of it, as all the coaches have. We respect opinions. We, particularly us, meaning the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, we just think opinions are a major component in terms of us coming to Steeler decisions. And so it's perspective, it's people's opinions, and it's communications and evaluation meetings in an effort to find common ground. And he's been a big component of that and has done a nice job of really infusing himself into it immediately.
So here are the pro days Arthur Smith went to. Georgia, mm-hmm. Clemson, Michigan, and then randomly North Carolina and Duke.
What's the North Carolina one?
It feels to me like North Carolina was a smokescreen.
So that they could just get over to Durham?
Or, maybe this is, because that was on March 28th. They would have already had the quarterback, so I can't even make it sound like it's a thing where if Drake May fell. Well, I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, is there a scenario in which if like Drake May is the Aaron Rodgers of this draft, they would fall back on having watched him there?
If Drake May falls somehow in this draft the way Rodgers did and they don't pick him, I would be...
furious.
Yes.
So would I.
I would be livid. because I think he's going to still be the best quarterback out of this draft.
If J.J. McCarthy is there at 20 and so is Amarius Mims, who do you want them to take?
I would take the Amarius Mims card up there so fast. I would also take a J.J. McCarthy card. I'd write his name on it. Then I'd rip it to shreds theatrically.
See, I'm not as down on McCarthy as you are.
I think he could. I don't even want to say this because it's going to piss off our listeners, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
What's that called? Discretion is the better part of valor?
I mean, people who are smart probably can figure out where I was headed.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
Tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.